I thank God this morning just for a minute, and I'll try not to worry and don't want to say anything to remove from your minds the good words that you've been listening to. The Lee's brethren has been blessed to preach unto you Jesus this morning, the loveliest being that was ever known, that was sent into this world and was preached unto this world and still being preached, and he come and preached his own everlasting gospel, and he testified that he was one, and in the mouth of two witnesses he was one and his Father was the other. And I believe this morning in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word shall be established. I believe this morning, brother, that the word has been established here this morning in the mouth of these witnesses. I don't know, in a moment of time, it's hard sometime for me to come to this place. Sometime it's easy, brother. Sometime it's hard, and I don't know what God has in store for me. I pray so oft time, Lord, as I sleep and as I slumber in the night, God, would you seal in my heart a message that you want me to say? I don't know the hearts of these people, but today I know one thing. Jesus loves you this morning, and he loves you today, and he loved you enough that he gave his only begotten Son into this world. And God so loved you that he gave and opened up his bosom, and that he might, whosoever would believe upon him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. And he that believeth on his Son hath eternal life. And that life today is in his Son. And without him there is no life. Today, brother, as the sun shines in this world and gives light unto the world, that we can behold the beauties of God, so God shine his light in darkness, that you might see the precious beauty of the Lord. And how beautiful, he said, I thought as these brethren preached this morning, how beautiful for situation is this Mount Zion sitting on the hill, brethren, this morning. We've not come up to the mount that can be touched, but we've come on the Mount Zion, the city of the living God, and into an innumerable company of angels, and to the church of the firstborn, brethren. I'm glad this morning that Jesus, brethren, being the first fruits of him that slayed, brethren, of the day that he is not going to leave me behind. Brother Long, I believe that Jesus, the loveliest being that come into this world and rose on that third and appointed morning, brother, the day and was seen of him and testified and said on that day, brother, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing into the heaven? This same Jesus that went away is going to come again. And I hear him say, except I go away, the Comforter will not come. Brethren, why is this city so beautiful today? It's because that God has made it, brethren, and whatsoever God has made, it is beautiful. And I look upon the work of God in the eyes of his children, and I behold the beauty of God. How beautiful upon the mountain, brethren, is this Mount Zion. She's got a garment on this morning. She's been clothed in the righteousness of the Lord. Brethren, she's out shining of the noonday sun, brethren. She is shining forth. And God told you today, O church, I'd let your light shine that men can see. the good works, brethren. Not that my good works in the flesh has done any good, brethren. But it's Him working in me to will and to do of His good pleasure this morning. Thanks be to God. Just let me be one in the number, brother. I don't want to have a high name. I don't want to be nothing great, Brother Terry. I just want to be a little humble church out of the King. Brethren, with the blood over me and all my transgressions being washed in the blood of the Son. Today unto you today, people that don't know Him, if you will come unto Him, He said, I stand with my arms stretched out and I'm a beckoning unto you. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I've learned how good He is, brethren. I've learned of His goodness, brethren. I learned of His power and the demonstration of His Holy Ghost, brethren. Listen today. And He said, I'll give you rest unto your soul, friend. Are you resting in this world? Or are you half threat? Do you have fear of dying and going down to the world of the lost? Where there's fear, there is torment. But unto you, O church, He said, I'm not giving you the spirit of fear, but of power, and of a sound mind, and of love, brethren. Give me God's love this morning. Give me grace, brethren. Give me all the peace that flows through that river, my brethren, that comes down. Listen, the old writer said they was two olive trees stood beside, brethren, of the golden pipes. And they said, who is this that consumes the oil and comes down through the golden pipe and pours out into the golden bowl, brethren? Do you got a bowl to get you a little drink of this water, brethren? Are you a feasting from the table of God today? Listen, friend. He's got all to give. Yes, old brother, priest abound. I believe in the all of grace, brethren. That good spirit that will anoint everyone that will come unto Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. I will look, saith the Lord. I look unto the heart. I'm the heart searcher. I'm the rain dryer of the children of men. I search the deep things, yea, even the hidden things of God. I know. Don't harden your hearts this morning, but humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that He'll raise you up in due time. Listen today, friend. If you don't know Him, the day is a good day to begin to call upon the name of the Lord. For He said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Brother, how you going to call upon Him and whom you have not seen? Listen today, friend. I believe this old preacher man's got a job to do. He said, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel and bring glad tidings. Listen today, of great joy. How much better can you have it in this world, friend, if you got Jesus, the joy of the whole world, in your hearts this morning? There's no money can buy it. He said, come buy ye and me gold that's been tied in the fire. Listen today.
buy the truth and sell it not. Brethren, how you going to buy it today? I didn't have nothing to buy with. Oh, God. But grace pled my case. Grace pled my case, brethren. And the riches of heaven was given unto me without cost, without price on my part. But oh, what a price it cost. It cost Jesus Christ, the God of heaven, brethren, gave his only begotten Son that you and I could have life. Heaven more abundantly. It was an awful price to pay. Oh, listen, friend, today. But he knew from the very beginning.
We're not saved, baby.
He said, for this cause came I into the world. I thought, Lord, you know how much you was going to have to suffer. You don't know how much he suffered, friend. I sometimes think of the Roman whip that they, the cat of twine at the nails, how they tie nails and glass in it, and how they beat him with the stripes, how they beat him. He said in the old Bible, he had no form your comeliness that we should desire him. Brethren, I declare he was smitten of men. He was cut down. Brethren, I listen today like a flower. He was cut down for you, friend. But blessed be the name of the Lord. He rose on that first morning. They ain't done it for evil, but God meant it for good. Brethren, and he rose him up and set him down on the right hand of the majesty on high. All power, authority, and angels are being made subject unto him, brother. Listen, today, when he returns again, we'll get this, you get a song, brother. When he returns again, he's not going to come as he did the first time. The first time he come into Jerusalem riding the little donkey. But in the morning of the resurrection, brother, he said, I saw a white horse, and he was set upon the white horse. Had a set of sword in his hand, and he had a vesture dipped in blood, and his name was called the Word of God. Bless the Lord today. When he comes again, in his glory, brother. He's coming the second time without sin unto salvation. Riding on the white horse. He's coming, listen today. He's coming after the bride, the Lamb's wife. And she made herself ready and washed in the blood of that Lamb. Listen, friend. Oh, friend, come and get on board. The old ship of Zion is a sail of all. I love him this morning, friend. Don't you love him today? Come and get a drink of the water of life. Come and eat of that bread. Listen this morning. And while the brethren sang, I believe if there's anyone here that's been a praying and they want a home with this old church, brother, they need to make a manifest. Put your light on the candlestick. Oh, bless the Lord today. That all that in the house can see how great Jesus is. How he worked alive. He worked in your life. As I listened to my little sister-in-law told me yesterday, I've been praying. I've been looking for peace. I feel that God wants me to go down to be baptized. I thank you, Lord, for another one. That's come home. Oh, brethren, there's no feeling like it. There's no peace like that. If you will hear his voice, come to him. Beg with all in you, friend. There's life on the other side. There's peace on the other side. A western land that's called heaven. A street that is made of gold. It's pure, brother. It's transparent like glass. And there on this other side, what are you going to do? I'm going to sing that song that I can't sing here. Oh, I've been redeemed. I'm the blood of the Lamb. Oh, soul of mine. I'm going to sing the song with the angel. I saw the eternal rays of gold. I'm going to see the man that picked out me out of the mire and the clay. I I'm going to seem to myself and not another, Brother Johnny. I've been a long time waiting for him to come. Brother Terry, I'll soon seem for myself. Face to face will I behold him for myself, Brother Ronnie Little. I can't hardly wait sometime. I thank Lord. How a lovely being that you are. How I can feel you and know you so well. And yet I've never seen his face. And one day it ain't going to be long. I'm going to be holding my myself. I'm going to cast my crown at the master feet. I'm going to bow down. On the end while the ages roll on, we'll sing the song of Zion. We'll glory forever and forever in the land called heaven. A sorrow can come, or troubles can come. There'll be no dying over there, or crying, I said. And so I'll wipe all the tears from the eyes in the morning when I bring you forth. Come together, my jewels, from the four corners of the earth. I'm going to sing my angels.
I tell you right now, he's I feel like Brother Cougar Head. Yesterday, it cost me great deal, brother. It cost my Savior his life. Cost him his life. But I'm in gold today. Yesterday, because he got up on that morning, we can live again.
Amen.
He can't live again.
If I want to go.
Yesterday, shall
more
we go?
Today than I did yesterday. And hope and hopefully tomorrow.
And the Bible said they were dry and very dry. But the Bible said, Brother Ronnie, that bone come to his bone. And soon you come upon them bone. A great wind begins to blow. Don't you know? I'll rejoice with them like I've never rejoiced. I'll preach like I've never preached before. I'll shout like I've never shouted before, Brother Johnny. And I'll sing like I've never sang before. I'll sing that new song like 144,000 my brother is already singing, brother. They've already been redeemed. Already redeemed. Go shouting. Oh, when I get there, I can sing that brand new song. We're singing a song here, but we're not singing that song. I get up in that morning, and when I raise it, it's like this, then I'll be satisfied. Yes, to do, brethren, I'm not satisfied. I want you to know that my soul is happy, Brother Johnny. But in the flesh, brother, in the flesh, I'm not happy. But the flesh, I'm nothing. In that morning,
when we walk down the streets of glory.
Yesterday, by the water and blood of Jesus Christ, I've attained eternal life. To know God is eternal life. I'm not waiting for body. I've overturned. Brother Johnny Ray, someday you may be blessed to come to my funeral. I won't know you're there. I won't know nothing about it. Many of us are called throughout the year. Brother Junior and I have to say, would you preach my funeral? Would you come and preach my loved one's funeral? Brother Junior, we can't preach that today. But if we're blessed, Brother Junior, we can preach Jesus to the crowd that's there and tell them about them. But their life will prove what they are. Somebody said your life don't mean nothing. My life is here. With Jesus Christ today. And I want you to know I bear the mark, brother. We're at Brother Junior. Right in my body of who? Brother Fred. Oh, brother. I ain't got a mark on my forehead, Brother Lonnie. But I bear the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want you to know that's within will come out. Brother Jim Brandwood, today. Yesterday, brother, the Lord's in the house today. Today, feel him, brother. If you can't feel him, you must be dead, brother. I want you to know. But I want you to know. Every man, every woman, and boy, that's a Christian, it burned the mark, brother. I'm not bearing the mark. You ain't got him in there.
How good.
The Lord come in the house, Brother Junior. I didn't see him come in. But I heard him today. Somebody said, I never heard him, brother. I heard him, and I want you to know. But most of all, Brother Johnny Ray, yes, I felt him today. Down in my soul, he feeds me. Brother Fred, you talked about the cornbread last night. Yeah, it's good, Brother Fred. But I want you to know, there's bread that cometh down from where I got out of heaven, that a man may eat thereof and why never die. Yesterday, was he talking about this body? I know he was talking about the inward man, Brother Johnny Ray. Today, oh, my people today, there's a man today. I want you to know, today, I begged and I cried for that bread. But one morning, Brother Johnny, I got that bread that come up down from God out of heaven. And I eat of that bread and I cannot die. I cannot die, Brother Corbin. One man says, I'm going to die. But yet, no wonder, Brother John, down by the Marlot. You no wonder you was a brand new man. You got Jesus in there, and you were born again. And else to need to walk in the newness of life. And Brother John, I would have been still walking like he was before. And there wasn't nothing done for him.